You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Now to climate and the financial tools that people are creating to incentivize low carbon technologies and markets. One way that companies get around caps on pollution is to buy carbon pollution permits in a system known as cap and trade. Now, an American economics professor has created a nonprofit called Climate Vault to let people or companies buy expiring permits and lock them up so they can't be used, meaning, ideally, the carbon pollution they allow won't ever happen. Marketplace's Scott Tong explains.
Some states, like California and Vermont, have a trading system in place to buy and sell pollution permits to belch CO2. Greener companies sell their permits to dirtier companies. Now, this new Climate Vault lets investors, big and small, buy those permits and lock them away. Michael Greenstone, an economist at the University of Chicago, is the founder.
My children, for a holiday gift this year, I purchased 60 tons on their behalf to undo their footprint.
That reduces the overall cap on CO2 emissions in the state. It sticks the permits in the vault, as it were. Now, this vault can be opened, but only to give permits to companies that pull carbon out of the atmosphere. Now, how do they take the carbon out? John Larson at the Rhodium Group Consultancy explains the concept.
You are taking some sort of filter, and you're shoving as much air through that filter as you possibly can. The CO2 sticks to the filter, and then you use energy to remove the CO2 from that filter.
This idea of direct air capture may be a decade away from being commercial and affordable. Janet Peace is with Blue Source, a climate consultancy.
We really do need to be investing in it to bring down the price tag. The International Energy Agency said that, you know, we can't solve climate change in many of their economic models unless we're using carbon capture and storage.
Peace says incentives from the Climate Vault, plus government grants and tax breaks, could speed things up. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.